Hello?
Hello, my name is Maryam Kale with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey and I would like to ask you some questions about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues on the upcoming November election. Your feedback is valued and needed for decisions to be made. Do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Thank you, sir. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? You will say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Excellent.
Thank you, sir. Is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you. And how would you rate the overall quality of or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you, sir. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? The first statement says, the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. The city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. No repairs or fixes have been made, and they are in bad condition.
They've done some fixes, but they're in need of more.
Understand. Thank you so much. And how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident in Glenwood Springs? Given the level of services provided by your local and state government, you will say that it's much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
Low.
Thank you. As you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local one-half 10 sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. Please cast your vote as yes or no on each of the following three separate opinions. Option 1, would you vote yes or no to renew a minimum 10 sales tax and add an additional for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover cost of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed? You will vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Option 2, would you vote yes or no to renew a minimum 10 sales tax and add an additional 4 cents to the total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay off all streets and road maintenance on surface or repairs for the next 20 years? Would you vote yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Option 3, would you vote yes or no to continue the minimum 10 sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance? Vote yes or no.
Basically, I think we need to pay more taxes. I'm not quite sure enough for the roads.
Understand. Next, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents that whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? Taxes are high enough already, and we just can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it. You agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. Rate each as a very persuasive reason to vote yes, somewhat persuasive reason, or not persuasive at all. And it says, voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current Medium-sized level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs. I'm sorry. That for you is a very persuasive reason, somewhat not persuasive at all.
That's pretty persuasive, yes.
Okay. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is a very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself. That is for you a very persuasive, somewhat not persuasive at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. 100% of all money raised by the street sales tax goes toward maintaining and replacing roads and streets in the city. By law, this sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses. That is for you a very persuasive, somewhat, or not persuasive at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. The city's public works department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue doing this needed work. That is for you a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive statement.
I think that's very persuasive.
Thank you. Voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and the aging pipes below, that work can be done faster on a larger portion of the street, meaning less overall disruptions to neighbors that isn't currently necessary. That is for you a very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all persuasive.
I would say that's very persuasive.
Thank you. By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future cost of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets. That is for you a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive,
very
or not
persuasive.
At all persuasive. Thank you so much.
Very persuasive.
The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repair at once, so then the streets are turned up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are 70 years old, can also be replaced. That is a very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all.
Very persuasive, I guess. Yeah.
Thank you. A significant proportion of this sales tax money for Glenwood Springs roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads in the streets and outsiders who use them contribute. That is very, somewhat, or not persuasive at all.
I think that's very persuasive, yeah.
Thank you. Since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the median cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done. That is for you very somewhat or not persuasive at all.
I think it's somewhat, maybe.
Okay. And Glenwood Springs weather is tough and roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets much worse and costs more. That is very, somewhat, or not persuasive at all.
Somewhat persuasive.
Thank you so much. Having heard all of this information on both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? Option one, to renew median cent sales tax and add an additional median cent for a total of 1 cent. to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorated water and sewer pipes on the street when a full replacement of the street is needed. You vote yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Option two, to renew a medium cent sales tax and add an additional quarter for a total of three quarters to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years. You will vote yes or no?
That's still a tax increase, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not as big as the first one. Yeah, I would vote for that as well.
Okay. And the last one, to continue the million cent sales tax for 20 years that fund city street and road maintenance.
I would say no. I think it needs
okay.
to be more.
Finally,
okay.
If voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up from the speed up road repair and replacement of projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices? Would you say support or oppose?
I don't know. That's complicated. I would say no.
Okay. And just for last question for the statistical purposes, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 up?
65 up.
Thank you so much. How long have you lived in Glenwood Springs? 5 years. 5 years. Okay. And do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
Thank you, sir. With this, we conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Take
care, sir.